you know, obviously go out there, score, try to get a lead, you know, try to keep them behind us and get them off their game plan a little bit. And, yeah, I think we did a good job executing.
What made the difference in some of the screens and running plays against the Steelers that were successful, 15 and 20-yard pickups tonight?
I think we caught them in good timing. I think a lot of those screens that we were able to get off, it seemed like they were bringing a lot of pressure. So, obviously, that's a perfect time to call some screens when they're dropping a couple guys out of their secondary and pressuring the quarterback. I thought it was a good timing and good execution.
Is this a little emotional for you out there?
Pregame was a little bit, walking around, looking at the stadium again. But once the ball was kicked off, once the game started, got focused on your job. Obviously, stayed out a while after the game, talking to a lot of my former teammates, and good to see those guys. But big win for our football team. We came in here to get back on the right track, and we were able to accomplish it.
How impressive was number 9? How impressive was Matt Stafford tonight?
Yeah, huge. I mean, obviously, blocking for him, you don't get to see a whole lot of the throws he makes, but just big. I mean, the way he played today, the way our receivers played, it seemed like they were catching most of those 50-50 balls. Mm-hmm. Obviously, big plays for us. So, as offensive line, I think we understand. The better we block for him, the more time we give him, he's got a chance to make a big play every time we call a pass. So, huge game for him. Obviously, he's the leader of our team, leader of our offense. When he goes, when he gets hot, it's pretty contagious to the rest of the group, and pretty solid performance overall.
You're focused on who you're blocking, obviously, but did you get a chance to see either of Marvin Jones' touchdown catches?
Yeah, I kind of saw the back end of them. Looked pretty impressive. So I know both of them were close to being reviewed. Just trying to line up for the field goal and hearing the refs talking. Obviously when you got a guy that's going to go up and make plays in the red zone, that's something that we've kind of been struggling with the first half of the season. But made a big emphasis, put a big emphasis on it this week about, making those plays. And Marv did a great job of bringing both those down. Obviously, big plays in the game.
What was the big driving force in the locker room in terms of putting the emphasis on fixing the problems in the red zone?
Everybody. I don't think there's just one guy that stands up and, holds people accountable. We've got a great group of guys that great group of coaches that we're all in this together. I mean, we don't come in on Monday and, the coaches don't tell us something we don't already know. I mean, obviously, last week we came in and everybody was pissed off and upset about the red zone, woes that we had. And we just put a big emphasis on it, throughout the week of practice. Spent a lot more time in the red zone, putting ourselves in those positions to, make sure we were being urgent when we had those situations. So everybody, a collective effort there.
Feels like a statement. I'm
not going to go that far. I mean, obviously, it was a 4-4 football team halfway through the season. A lot of games left, but obviously, we had a tough month of October. So it feels good to, start this month off on the right foot. And hopefully, it can, we can just be consistent with it, keep stacking on the things we're doing good.
TJ, wins at Lambeau for the Lions have been difficult to come by over the years. What was it like being on the other side of it, of kind of continuing to break that down?
That was great. Obviously, a big win for us. Like I said, we had a tough stretch there the last three games where, we were close, couldn't get over the hump, and needed this win as a football team to kind of get our confidence back, get the little bit of momentum back on our side, and just kind of reaffirm our beliefs that, we're a good football team. So I think today we were able to accomplish all that, but we've got a really solid group of professionals. I mean, we're not going to come in tomorrow and, be high-fiving and slapping hands. I mean, we're going to work on the things we need to continue to get better, and obviously focus on building the things that we're doing well.